This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg.
Thousands took to the streets across Brazil Saturday to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's pandemic response, blasting the leader for not acquiring vaccines fast enough and for questioning the need for mask wearing. The protests came as the country's health minister confirmed that more than 500,000 Brazilians have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's reported death toll is second only to that of the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu and has scorned mask wearing and social distancing. Hundreds of supporters of Iranian president-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered Raisi's victory by hoisting his picture and Iranian flags. Raisi won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential election, a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civil position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running. That sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of more than 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted, the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. This is VOA News. Myanmar has rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. The foreign ministry statement released Saturday said the resolution was based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The UN General Assembly passed the non-binding resolution Friday. It called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. It also called on the military to restore the country's democratic transition and condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover. Myanmar's military ousted its civilian government February 1st in a dispute over last November's elections. Since then, hundreds of people have died in confrontations between the junta and demonstrators seeking restoration of the civilian rule. Two executives of the Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, charged under a national security law, were denied bail on Saturday in a case that has drawn international condemnation and stoked fears over media freedoms in the financial hub. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Editor-in-chief Ryan Law and CEO Chung Kim Hong were among five Apple Daily executives arrested on Thursday when 500 police raided the outlet's newsroom. They are charged with collusion with a foreign power to endanger national security and were denied bail. The other three were released on bail late Friday night. Police said dozens of the newspaper's articles were suspected of violating the contentious national security law. The case has drawn international criticism and raised alarm over press freedom.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from the previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said through rapid coordinated response efforts, Guinea managed to control the outbreak and prevent its spread beyond its borders. The Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Authorities in Alabama say a suspected tornado spurred by Tropical Storm Claudette demolished or badly damaged at least 50 homes in a small town just north of the Florida border. Forecasters expect Claudette to bring heavy rains to a wide area as it makes its way toward the U.S. East Coast. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.